Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to Gardening with Ben, the award-winning gardening podcast as voted for by the Grow Your Own magazine and by my followers and by my listeners. I hope that you have all clicked that subscribe button. If you're new to the podcast channel, please do click the subscribe button and then you get notified of all the new podcasts that get launched. And if you're not following me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube and TikTok, make sure you look for Gardening with Ben and follow me on all my social medias. So sit back, relax, grab a brew and let's enjoy today's gardening podcast with Ben. Hello and welcome back to Gardening with Ben for a brand new episode. It's been a few days since our last episode, but we are back off work again now for a few days, so we're going to be hopefully getting some more of them podcasts out to you all. And yeah, I hope you're all keeping well. And the weather is still really actually quite nice. To say it's the beginning of autumn and we're into October now, the weather is still mild and the sun is still shining. Well, it certainly is where I am. And I couldn't be more happier because sunshine means that I can get out and do stuff in the garden. Well, what have we been up to recently? Well, obviously, I've been working. But yeah, I've not been doing much on the allotment while I have. And the other day, obviously, I was talking about mental health on my Instagram page and on my Facebook page. And yeah, it was being World Mental Health Day. And sometimes it is a struggle. And sometimes it's a struggle to put the content out there for you all and for you all to enjoy. But yeah, a lot of the time, obviously, on my photos, I'm smiling, I'm looking happy. But that doesn't always paint a good picture of how I actually am feeling. And being at the allotment, it certainly is my happy place. And I'll talk about more of mental health and gardening in another episode, hopefully pretty soon. So what have we been up to?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
To today down at the allotment. Well, obviously, like I said, it's been absolutely glorious here in Sheffield today. And yeah, I've got quite a bit done today. It's a job that I didn't want to do, but I had to do it. And the job that I had to do was take up all my summer flowers. Yes, a lot of them are still flowering, but yes, they have to come out because I need to get my spring bulbs in. Yes, you can get your spring bulbs in November, but I'm going to be working a lot of November, so I'm possibly not able to get down there to get them planted. So we've had to do the job and get them all removed, which is disheartening. But they've been in quite a few months now. They've flowered for a few months. A lot of them are starting to look scraggly and a mess. But yeah, it's a job that I have to get done. And I've been round getting all the flowers out. A lot of them were annuals, and obviously they'll all go on my compost heap so that they can compost down and we can get some decent compost from them. But there's quite a lot of perennials as well. As you see, I've been buying lots and lots of perennials this year, and the more perennials I can buy, the better, because that means I don't have to keep growing flowers, even though I probably still will do, but I don't have to grow as many. So we've been getting a lot of that done. So what we had to do is, because a lot of the perennials are only in the first year, they're still quite tender possibly, so what I've done, I've dug them all out because I want to get my bulbs in, and while they're in the way I can't get my bulbs in, so I want to take them all out, get all my bulbs in, and then I want to put them back in next year once they've been in the greenhouse over the winter period. So yeah, but the plan is for this winter is to actually plant absolute loads and loads of spring bulbs in this area. I'm going to fill it so jam-packed that come springtime it's going to look absolute like.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Phenomenal. I've got a lot of spring bulbs in, but I do want to go out and get some more. So please do keep listening to these podcasts because it pays towards them. And obviously you will benefit from it, from seeing all the photos from it. So yeah, keep streaming these episodes. But we're going to plant them quite deepish so that I can plant all my perennial flowers back over the top of them, and so that it fills up the space. And obviously the bulbs will still keep growing year on year if we plant them deep enough, and hopefully the squirrels and the rats and the mice won't eat them all. So we need to make sure we protect them while they're still in the ground, because they will go around trying to get them out. So what I'll do is net over all of this area to make sure that the squirrels don't dig them out. I've done it in another area. It seems to be working fine. They're not disturbing them. They're leaving them in the ground where they should be. And I want to get so many tulips and hyacinths in this area. Hyacinths are quite expensive to buy and you don't get a lot for your money, so we want to get a lot of hyacinths in this area to make it look beautiful. And I want snowdrops, I want bluebells, I want crocuses, I want daffodils, I want alliums. It's gonna look absolutely smashing. The bees will absolutely love it, fingers crossed. But it's starting to come along really well, and hopefully we'll get some fantastic looking blooms come springtime. And yeah, I'm hoping that I have got enough bulbs. Like I said, I'm going to go out and get some more. I want to make sure it's full to busting, and I'm going to position them all before I plant them all, because I want to position them in height order, because you don't want the tall bulbs right at the front and the like small ones like the crocuses towards the back. So usually I position them all out in the area that I'm going to plant them, and then I can just push them in and dig them into where they need to be. And I have got a bulb planter as well for the areas that are a lot tougher to dig into. But yeah, hopefully, fingers crossed, we will have.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I have some fantastic looking plants. And I can't wait to see what it looks like. Roll on spring, eh? But first we must get autumn and winter out of the way and get all the maintenance work done that I need to get done. There is a lot of work that needs doing to my plot, but we should get it done. And like I said, in November I'm going to be working lots and lots. But there's not much to do in the winter time. Obviously there is all the maintenance work and clearing all the plot down. But I do need obviously the money and stuff like that at the moment with how the climate is going, and obviously it'll pay for my rent for the next year as well, so you can never turn down overtime when it's certainly on offer. So yeah, we've got all that to do. We've also been purchasing as well, and you probably think there's not much to purchase for the allotment in the winter time, but I have been purchasing stuff for my fruit trees. And you're probably thinking, why is he spending money on his fruit trees in winter? Well, I've never done this before. This is the first year that I'm going to do it. But I have bought some grease bands for my fruit trees, which basically wrap around the tree and stop any bugs crawling up them. And this is for caterpillars, winter moths, beetles, anything that would hibernate in the tree over the winter period and possibly hatch and create eggs and damage your fruit during the winter months. So yeah, we've got them to put around the trunks of the trees. And then also I bought some winter wash spray, well, liquid, and a sprayer. And basically you spray it all over your branches and it protects them all from the winter elements of the beetles and everything like that, and sorts all that out and hopefully protects it over the winter months. Now, you're meant to spray it on now in October, November, and then spray it on again in the springtime before the leaves and the buds start coming out. So we've got that to do twice. So yeah, it's the first time I've done this, but I just want to protect the trees and get better fruit really, because I did notice on some of my apples and stuff wood lice and bugs hiding in them, and yeah, they obviously eat into them as well, which can damage them. Same goes for plums and stuff like that. You can get little bugs hiding inside them and eating them and stuff like that. So the more that I can protect my plants and my vegetable fruit, the less damage that I'll do to them. And they weren't expensive as well. They weren't reasonably too expensive. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll get some even better fruit next year. But I'm not expecting any plums next year, because I have really given it a good pruning back. And we'll see how it all comes on. Hopefully it's going to look absolutely fantastic, and I'm going to put a lot of effort into it. There's a lot of visionary work what I've got planned for my allotment. I'm going to get sorted and get like a notepad and pen and make a list of all the jobs that I want to get completed over the winter period, because that's important. It's a case of going around your plot and just writing down all the bits and bobs what need doing on the plot, whether it be really small or whether it be a really big job. Write it down and then you can tick it off as you go along and get them jobs done. And that's what I did last year, and I did so much work on my plot. I was so astonished with how much I completed. It looked phenomenal once I completed it all. Yes, it looks a mess now, but that's due to all the wet weather and the wind and the summer and everything that happens throughout the year. But yeah, it's about starting afresh every single year, and that's what I do. And I hope that I encourage you to get out there, and please do plant spring bulbs. I keep going on about this all the time. Get them spring bulbs planted for the bees to come to your plot and enjoy the flowers, because bringing the bees to the plot, they will come and help pollinate all your buds and your fruit as well. So please do that. So yeah, hopefully we'll be back soon for another episode, and hopefully possibly tomorrow. So yeah, if you're new to this podcast, please do click that subscribe button, do click that follow button, and you'll get notified whenever a new podcast comes up. So until next time, remember, keep smiling, keep gardening, and keep listening to Gardening with Ben's podcasts. Thank you for listening to today's Gardening with Ben's podcast. I hope that you've enjoyed it. If you haven't subscribed to this channel, please do click that subscribe button and feel free to share it as well on your Instagram stories. All you have to do if you're listening on Spotify is click the share button and you can share it straight to your Instagram story for all your followers to listen to and help build my listeners up as well and get more people listening to it. Feel free to check out all my social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube and TikTok. Yes, I'm on TikTok. Go check it out. Check out my dancing, Gardening with Ben. And check out the link as well in the description of this podcast where you can check out my gardening t-shirt shop where I sell funny t-shirts with all different funny logos and designs on. And feel free to support me by purchasing one, and all the money obviously goes back into my allotment where I can share more gardening tips with you all. So until next time, remember, keep smiling, keep gardening, and keep listening to Gardening with Ben's podcast.